Maybe we should get the other Ronan O'Gara on the line then. What do you think?
This is hardly prepared, is it?
So Rog, he has Rog
his,
too.
All his research done.
Oi, how's it going, Ian?
I'll tell you what.
Langer, how are you?
Just say, Ian, it's an absolute pleasure to be on the other end of the line here. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm feeling a lot of passion now, and I'm sort of choking up here on the other end of the line. Like,
there's no passion at this hour in the morning. I'm grand.
No,
on.
I've been at this for 15 years, Ian. 15 years I've been at this, and then to actually meet myself on the phone, this is actually incredible, you know. Now, I don't know about what Rog thinks, but I know that, you know, for me, the dream hasn't ended, Ian. And I fully expect to be playing number 10 for Racing Metro next year. And for Johnny Sexton to be coaching me at me kicks, to be perfectly honest with you now.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask you both the same question. I'll ask Rog one, the real Rog, the highlight of your career, now that you've said that you've taken the boots off. So, Ronan.
Is that me or him?
No, this is real Ronan.
Two highlights, Ian. Winning the Heineken Cup for Munster and winning a Grand Slam for Ireland.
Very good. What about you, Rog, too?
I used to love when the camera would focus on me after Johnny's place kicking. I really enjoyed working on my facial expressions during that period, especially when Johnny scored. I perfected the "I'm extremely pleased for you" look. And when Johnny missed, I enjoyed doing that. That was unfortunate, but I probably would have done better look.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one more. Have you got your biggest fear? Ronan won.
No, yeah, the second question, Ian.
Well, the second question, okay. What are you most looking forward to in the next phase of your career? Ronan won. You said before you came on the phone, what have I let myself in for? And now you're saying it again.
I would say, I don't know. I'm looking forward to
your holidays.
Yeah.
Well, that is going to be nice, actually, because it's back to family normality and having a bit of fun, so it's going to be great. How about you, Rog, too?
Again, it's facial expressions and Johnny's kicks, except from now on, when Johnny misses, my look will have to communicate, oh dear, that was unfortunate, and it's my fault.
Well, listen, I think we've won, we're going to, is it Hong Kong? Paul O'Connell should
no,
be...
No, you have a third question.
No, I haven't.
Go on, Ian, grow a pair of balls, don't be afraid, Ian, come on. We're not sensitive.
Okay, your biggest fear?
My biggest fear?
Yeah.
I suppose the fear of failure. I don't mind failing as a player, but as a coach it could be quite difficult, I think, because you've no control on the pitch, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, once they're out there, there's very little you can do about it.
Correct.
Yeah. And Rog, too?
Definitely learning how to do the Newbridge silverware ads in French.
Oh, yeah, that is vital. That has kept going. Good plug for Newbridge.
How do you say Newbridge in French?
Nouveau Bridge.
Nouveau Bridge.
No, it's a worldwide brand. Excuse me, I only associate myself with world-class brands. Newbridge.
Right, je m'appelle Ronan O'Gara. Je suis Newbridge.
Yes. Oui, oui, mon ami.
Paul O'Connell. Paul.
How are you?
How are you getting on?
I'm doing great.
I'm Rog on the line. Do you want to say hello to him?
How are you, Rog?
How's it going, Paul?
Listen, we're really going to miss you over here in Hong Kong.
Sure you are.
It's absolutely desperate. It's no picnic over here, Rog, in Hong Kong. And like, you know, I know we're used to you having you over on tours. And we're used to you getting passionate and riling us up in the dressing room. And we're going to miss you on this tour. But look on the bright side, Rog. At least you won't have to spend half of July walking around Cork with concussion.
Yo, word up. This is Tacklemore featuring Paul O'Connell.
I'm gonna break some bones. I'm gonna rip them out of their socket. I'm hunting, looking for a tackle. I feel f***ing awesome.
Rocked up to Harlequins to a place called the Stoop, yo. Anybody said we'd win, they said you're talking through your hoop, yo. Till Paulie gave us the nod.
I'm gonna show them the fear of God.
We all crack on like we've rediscovered the hunger. Paulie's on fire like he's 10 years younger. I remember 6 months ago when off the field he limped. Now it's like he's still Paul O'Connell, except this time
I'm pimped. Let's give it 100%!
Kicking it, hitting it, looking around at the Harlequins lads, they're hitting it.
Paulie's kicking ass like a cartoon baddie, even though he's old enough to be half these lads' daddy.
I'm gonna take you grandpa style. I'm gonna take you grandpa style.
Line out now for Harlequins, but O'Connell is in the air, leaps into the air like a 6'6" angry salmon and rips it out of his hand for Munster. O'Connell gets the ball and says, get out of my way, you Harlequin pop.
Yo, one of Munster's great dramas. Time to tell Superman to dig out those Paul O'Connell pyjamas.
I'm gonna break some bones.
Damn right.
I'm gonna rip them out of their sockets.
Yo,
I'm hunting, looking for attacking.
Come on.
I feel f***ing awesome.
Damn right.
I'm gonna break some bones. I'm gonna rip them out of their socket. I'm hunting, looking for a tackle. I feel f***ing awesome.
Damn straight, Holmes.
Cahan. A tree. A doe. A hen. What's the Irish for zero?
I don't know. Zero?
Zero. August liftoff.
Rustigart.
And there we go. As Commander Chris Hadfield returns to Earth, another man returns to space. An Irishman. Launch time 8:17 a.m. Clearing the towers just outside Houston Station.
Clearing the towers, interface telemetry, comms engage. Can you hear us, Commander? Over. Can you hear us, Commander? Over. A soft day, thank God, Houston Station. That's a roger. Over, Begara. What's the view up there, Commander Flatley? Ah, be Jesus. As the old cock crows, the young cock learns. The Owl Earth, Begara, is like a giant potato suspended in the cosmos. That's blue with the blight. Ha ha ha. Transferring to satellite feed now, Commander Flatley. You're live to planet Earth.
Be Jesus, I've just taken an old photo there, and I'm posting it on me TwitPic. Hashtag soft day.
How are you, buddies? Here is the news with me, Keith Duffy. The public sector pay cuts are set to hit hard, with even pensions in the firing line. I'm joined now by Taoiseach Enda Kenny.
Good morning, Keith.
And public sector pensioners Bertie Ahern and Brian Cowan. I'm looking at it here. You're getting nearly 200 grand a year for sitting on your arse and doing nothing.
Is that to me, Keith? Is
it? No, that's to Bertie and Brian.
But pensions have to be protected, Keith.
Okay, hang on. You might be taking a small cut, but nearly 200k just for going around Europe and waffling.
Is that to me, Keith?
No, that's to Enda.
Oh, well, Keith, I have taken a cut to my salary already. Now,
yeah. Well, we heard it all before, buddy. Look, what the people are seeing are fellas living their life O'Reilly and getting paid basically for not being Taoiseach.
Is that to me again, Keith?
No, I think that's me, Enda.
What?
Look, after lying through your teeth and bringing the reputation of this country into the gutter.
Is that me again?
Is that me? That might
no, I
be
think
me
that's
okay,
me, lads. That's me, lads, yeah.
Here.
I'll take this one.
Back after the break.
You're just too good to be true. 26 years at Man U. 13 titles, thousands of goals. From Van Persie to Giggs and Scholes. The gaffer who all teams admired. They'll thank God you've retired.
Gary.
Please form another LQ. There's a vacancy down at Man U.
He understood what it means when the seagulls look for the sardines.
Yes, in the snow and the rain, it was going always well in his brain.
Now it is at the end of the line. He can enjoy his vintage red wine.
Please form an orderly queue. There's a vacancy down at Man U.
Straight to Blanchard. In comes Dennis Irwin.
I love you, Forky. Trust in me when I say. Oh, pretty Forky, you are still in your prime. Oh,
any time.
Cause we still love you, Fergie. We still love you.
Finally, the highly anticipated next series of Love Hate is currently being filmed all over Dublin, with sightings of Nidge and the lads being reported on a daily basis. So I'm thrilled to be joined by the man who plays Nidge, the ultimate Dublin crime figure, Tom Vaughan Lawler. How are you, Nidgeys, me old buddy?
Hello, Keith. How are you? Pleasure.
It must be deadly playing Nidge all the same. He's some toadag, isn't he, Nidge?
Yes, rather. He's quite an unsavoury individual, isn't he?
And the other scumbag, Darren. Oh, Nidgey.
Another rapscallion, I'm afraid. Yes, rather.
Is that bleeding maggot brown bread? Is he, Nidgey? Is he, Nidgey? Did you do him?
Well, a gentleman never tells.
Go on then, Nidge. You did him.
Yes, he was rather compromised, wasn't he?
Thanks, Nidgey. Oh, Nidgey.
Yes?
Sign off, will you? In typical Nidgey style.
Oh, of course. Toodaloo.
Okay. Thanks, Nidgey.
It's barbecue time. And barbecue time can only mean three words. Four words. Let's go to Woody's.
This strange fiery orb, which appears briefly in the skies over Ireland every year and which is greeted with suspicion, usually reserved for hostile UFOs, triggers a national stampede to Ireland's favourite hardware stores. These people are desperate for barbecues.
Hurry! There's only 5,000 left!
Where these barbecues come from, nobody knows. Yet overnight, it seems, they materialise, as if from nowhere, stacked up in the aisles in their massed ranks, hordes of them, like an army of, well, barbecues. Each one ogled by a salivating Irish male.
A Broil King 720 with halogen lights, you little beauty.
Propane tank with rotisserie kit included. Oh, Jesus, I'm dying in goddamn heaven.
Dirty.
After a sweep of Tesco, Dunn's, Lidl and Superquin in a frantic search for the last piece of meat available in Ireland, the barbecue can now commence. Friends are invited over. And because it is technically over 10 degrees Celsius, T-shirts are compulsory.
This is living, what?
Yeah, it's an absolute scorcher.
Hope it goes on like this for the rest of the summer.
We live in hope, yeah?
The barbecue is then fired up. For reasons that we don't yet understand, men seem to hover close to the barbecue, while women convene around the periphery. Like this one, where all appears to be going smoothly. Until...
Jerry, why don't I get it started and throw on a bit of meat?
The woman has made a terrible mistake. While her motivations were sound, she has forgotten the cardinal rule. Only a man can cook on the barbecue. While the woman may prepare the meat, make a salad, chop the vegetables, assemble the cutlery and do the dessert, only the man is capable of actually cooking. That is to say, placing the meat on the grill. Which he does here, with aplomb.
Oh, that's lovely, Jerry.
Smells great, Jerry.
Sandwich, Jerry.
Absolutely lovely.
The woman now brings the man a beer, for she intuitively understands he cannot leave the barbecue due to the delicate nature of the work before him. Order is thus restored. Until...
Is that meat burning, Jerry?
The woman has made another terrible error of judgment. The meat is never burning. It's being cooked through. After eating, the woman clears the table and does the dishes, while outside, everyone praises the man for his wonderful cooking.
Well done, Jerry.
Nicest burger.
Jerry, genius.
The barbecue is now over. Hours later, the woman returns outside from her hours of toil indoors to find the man in jovial mood.
I tell you, enjoyed the old night off, did you?
What?
What did I say?
All right, Andy Kenny, you were saying?
Vincent, the Irish economy has turned the corner. Things are looking up. We can now look to the future with confidence.
At this point, I would like to state that I would normally give an opinion on that last statement. But due to BAI regulations, I am prevented from doing so. Go on, Andy Kenny.
The reason things are looking up, Vincent, is because this government has faced up to Europe.
Viewers will notice that my face has now gone a shade of purple. But this will not precipitate the utterance of any opinion on my part. Go on, Kenny.
And in time, Vincent, Fine Gael and Labour will go down in history as the government that saved this country.
In my mouth, there is now a small amount of sick, but no opinion.
Pat Rabbit, Eamon Gilmore, John Burton, and I humbly submit yours truly, will be remembered for restoring this country to greatness.
Vincent? 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 Now, concerns have been growing this week for Eamon Dunphy, with some people openly asking, has he completely lost it altogether, like? With these wildly inaccurate predictions, routinely followed by nonsensical, bizarre ranting, going completely unchecked, by the way, by Bill O'Hurley. Here's Dunphy just last month on the panel.
Juve and Real Madrid will be in the final of the Champions League, Bill.
You think Bayern Munich will win it, Bill?
And if Bayern Munich win, Liam, I'm off to TV3 to work with Milhouse.
All right, so, Eamon. And this was Dunphy last Saturday after Bayern Munich won the Champions League.
Bayern Munich are rubbish, Bill.
All right.
The problem is, Bill, there's no good players left in the world anymore.
All right, so. Later, the panel continued the debate, streamed online, and this is what happened.
Go on, Eamon. What was that about the pitches there, huh?
Well, there's no good pitches anymore, Bill, in the world. The grass is substandard. Even the turnstiles are bad. John would understand.
Oh, yeah. Why is that, Eamon, about the pitches?
Well, there's no good oxygen anymore, Bill. The air is rubbish. It's the earth, Bill.
All right. What's wrong with the earth, Eamon?
It's rubbish, Bill. Even the name, Earth. Earth. It's a spoofer's name for a planet, Bill. A spoofer. It's a poor planet. It's a poor solar system, Bill. Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus. Yeah, rubbish. Yeah.
That's interesting what you say about a poor solar system.
It's not just a solar system, Bill.
Right.
It's not. It's the galaxy. It's the rubbish galaxy. The Milky Way. Yeah. The Milky Way. What kind of a name will any self-respecting galaxy call itself after a chocolate bar?
All right. We'll leave it there, so.
Tom Cruise, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom, doing great. It's so brilliant. It's such a coup to have the great Tom Cruise on the programme.
Talk to Joe. Tom is talking to Joe. Joe Duffy! 1850, 715, 815. Do you like that, Joe?
Go on, Joe. You had me at hello, Tom. Happy birthday, Tom, and I know you have a special affection for Ireland.
Oh, big garra and diddly idle, sure the putchin is flowing out of me shamrocks. Mary, McCushla, me Blarney Stone is on top of me leprechauns. Me land. Where's me land? Mary, Michael, a supper porter for a thirsty rogue.
It's uncanny, Tom. Members of your profession queuing up on the line to wish you well. Gabriel Byrne, good afternoon to you.
Gabriel.
Yeah, hi, Joe. I just want to wish Tom all the best. Mm. Great actor.
Thanks, Gabriel.
And Tom, if you dare, I want to see you back to your best, doing good work again.
And what about in treatment, Gabriel?
But Joe, I'm not going to comment on his mental state now.
No, I'm saying, would you like to work with Tom on in your show, in treatment, is what I was saying. That's what...
Sorry, I thought you were talking about Tom's emotional stability.
No, well, as far as I can tell, Tom Cruise, he's grand. He's as sane as a person could possibly be, Gabriel.
Joe, I want to talk directly to Katie.
Sir, what are you talking about, Tom?
Katie, are you listening to Liveline?
Tom.
Yeah. Katie.
Tom.
Talk to Joe.
Tom, are you okay? Tom.
I told you, Katie, stay inside the perimeter.
Tom.
But did you listen? No.
Tom.
Yeah, thank you for playing.
Tom. Al Pacino, good afternoon to you.
How you doing?
Go on, Al.
You know, people don't realize how funny Tom is.
Go on.
We were on a movie, and all through my scene with Tom, he decides to cut the cheese.
Was he playing a chef?
No, I'm saying he decided to let one go.
He had somebody fired.
No, I'm saying he farted.
Go on. Whoa,
he farted like a train, I'm telling you.
Days of Thunder, was it, Al?
Whoa, you are a funny guy.
You want to see Sil Fox in action, Al?
Sil Fox? Who he?
Sil Fox.
Who?
You're saying there's a human being called Sil Fox.
Joe Pesci's on the line to wish you a happy birthday. Good afternoon, Joe.
F*** you, Duffy, you f***ing man.
faggot. Where is he?
How you doing, Joe?
F***ing happy f***ing birthday, you piece of s***.
Thanks, man. That means
you
a lot.
You waste of f***ing space, f***ball.
I appreciate it, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Mel Gibson, good afternoon to you. Do you want to wish Tom a happy birthday?
You don't want me to wish him a happy birthday. You only think you want me to wish him a happy birthday. You have no goddamn reason to wish me a happy birthday.
No, Mel, I'm just...
Yes, you do. Yes,
Mel,
you do.
Mel,
yes, you
Mel.
Do. Oh, God. Who do you think you are?
Sorry, we seem to have lost Mel there.
Putting the mail into meltdown.
Katie, you need help. 1850, 715, 815.
Shut the f*** up, maggot.
Tom, Joe, take it easy. Liam Neeson's birthday greeting for Tom. Would you get Tom a present for his birthday, Liam Neeson?
I don't have it yet. But I will look for it. I will find it. And I will bring it to you.
F*** you, Schindler's List.
Derek's next.
Katie, do not talk to the Mooney. Talk to Joe.
Angie! Oh. Angie!
Und Angela hast Nachrichten vor Ende. Eine final ultimatum.
Oh, would you let me see beneath your beautiful?
Oh, God.
Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, Ender. Take it off now, Ender.
Ender hast eine Decision monumental.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do this. I won't do this.
Take it off now, Ender. Take it off now, Ender.
Ender hast eine choice national. Auf Wiedersehen. Oder take one for the team.
Now, Ender, just lie back and think of Ireland.
Oh, God.
Ole, 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 ole.
Angela, ole. Die Musical.